Here I am again, Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching. This session will be a game changer for you if you have a stretch goal that you've been struggling with for a while or one that means a lot to you. One of my favorite quotes is, "Set a goal so big that you can't achieve it until you become the person who can." This is an intimidating idea. It would be way better if we could just accomplish our goals and not have to change. It's tempting to want to do all the big things without having to go through the discomfort of actually doing them. What I've learned from coaching people through the discomfort of getting past self-doubt and steep learning curves is that it's nice to have an actual process to use. I'm going to give you a process right now. People come to me all the time and say, "I want to become confident enough to A, B, or C." Or, "I want to believe in myself so I can do this, that, or the other." I always hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you cannot get the confidence first. You don't get to wait until you feel awesome to do the things. In her book, Big Magic, Elizabeth Gilbert says, "Here's what you say to fear. You're allowed to have a seat, you're allowed to have a voice, but you are not allowed to have a vote." This means that you can't eradicate fear. You can't kick it out of the car, but you can keep it from taking the wheel. In your life, you've developed beliefs about yourself and the world based on your past experiences, some of them positive and some of them negative. Sometimes these beliefs take root at such a young age or are so ingrained that you're not even aware you have them. They lie under the surface and subconsciously guide your thoughts and behaviors. They're often at the root of self-sabotaging patterns. If you tend to repeatedly give up on important projects or goals or act on destructive emotions when you most need to be focused and effective, you likely have some beliefs that drive this behavior. These underlying beliefs are often in charge of the negative self-talk that keeps you from feeling confident and the perfectionism that keeps you from being able to enjoy your life or get into the zone. What beliefs do you have about yourself or the world that have stopped you from accomplishing your goals in the past? Clues to these beliefs show up in things your inner critic says to you. They show up in excuses you make to not put yourself out there. Some examples might be, "I'm not ready for that. I'm not as good as so-and-so. I'm not as good at this or not as good at that. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough talent. I don't have enough energy or money. That only happens to people who are whatever, whatever." You get the idea. But the good news is that these beliefs are simply that, beliefs. We tend to operate as if our beliefs are true. They are not true. They're just things we've come to believe are true. You can change your beliefs. You can choose to put new ones in their place. I call these belief conversions. A few years ago, I discovered I had some limiting beliefs that had been getting in my way for many years. They were deeply ingrained and had stopped me from accomplishing quite a few goals. I had found the courage to set the goal of qualifying a horse I'd trained myself for the Developing Horse Championships. This was a national dressage competition at a level I had not competed at yet. Before I could truly go after this goal, I realized I would have to convert my limiting beliefs to empowering ones. If I didn't do this, I knew that there was no way in hell that I'd make it happen. Here's what my limiting beliefs were. I don't have the money. I don't have the talent. I can't do this without a trainer. And I don't have the right horse. I don't have the money. I don't have the talent. Can't do this without a trainer. And I don't have the right horse. These beliefs had been growing strong for many years. I knew I could not just decide not to believe them anymore. This is when I first identified what I now call belief conversions. Step one of a belief conversion is to identify the limiting belief that's holding you back. What is it? What is that little voice saying to you all the time? Step two is to decide on the empowering belief that you want to have instead. Step three is to begin to act on the new belief, to make sure that your thoughts and behaviors begin to line up with a new belief instead of the old one, even if you feel in the beginning like you're pretending. So I decided on the new beliefs I wanted to have, and I wrote them down. My belief conversions did not happen overnight. I had to consciously do things that defied my long-held beliefs about myself and what I was and was not capable of. It felt like pretending some of the time, and it was really hard. I had to stop saying things like, I wish I had a trainer, and I can't afford that, and I'm not good enough. I had to sign up for clinics that I thought were out of my league, and I had to ask for help and support instead of thinking I had to do it all myself. It was all painfully and joyfully uncomfortable. I don't have the money turned into, I prioritize what's important and make it happen. I prioritize what's important and make it happen. I don't have the talent turned into, I learn a ton and develop my riding to whatever level I choose. I learn a ton and develop my riding to whatever level I choose. I can't do this without a trainer turned into, I am my own trainer and I utilize all the resources available to make this happen. I'm my own trainer and I utilize all my resources. I don't have the right horse turned into, my horse is what I help him become. My horse is what I help him become. These belief conversions allowed me to achieve an important goal and qualify for a competition that took me on a great journey. They took me into the FEI ring for the first time and have allowed me to develop a unique business, things that seemed impossible with my old beliefs. Create your own belief conversion. The things your inner critic says are clues as to what your limiting beliefs are. Write one of them down. Then decide what empowering belief you want to put in its place that will shift your experience and support your goals. Your inner coach gets to take over here. Then make a short list of some actions that you'll take and thoughts you'll practice that are in alignment with a new belief. Be patient with yourself as you identify your limiting belief and start to bring your empowering one to life. As always, have fun with this.